Mystery Science Theater 3000 is back to the delight of millions. The wacky TV series had a passionate following during the 1990s. Time magazine called it one of the best shows of all time. It featured a guy and his two robot pals watching bad movies and making snarky comments. Now, nearly two decades after the series ended, its original creator has revived it. Tim Grieving has more.
Here's the setup. In the not-too-distant future, mad scientists send a guy named Joel into space and force him to watch cheesy movies. He can't get back home because he's used the parts from his spaceship to build two robots whose commentaries make the movies bearable. Sure, it's a silly premise, but take a cue from the theme song. It was the brainchild of Joel Hodson.
I was like a kid ventriloquist. Like, I was way into ventriloquism. I took a correspondence course, and I used to build ventriloquist dummies.
Hodson was a prop comic from Wisconsin who made a few appearances on Saturday Night Live and David Letterman.
Joel Hodson, age 22, Minneapolis, Minnesota, white, human, starting now.
His combination of stoner absurdism and Midwestern nice proved perfect when he got the chance to start his own show on Minneapolis TV in 1988. Making fun of dumb movies with your friends is a time-honored tradition, but with MST3K, your friends were much funnier.
Worry isn't the feeling that I have.
It's more nausea.
I don't know what it is. He's a creature. Well, you just have to look at him to see that. He even tried to kill us.
But basically, he's a good egg.
But yet...
you can't get him out of your mind.
Bonk.
The show got picked up by Comedy Central. It ran there for six seasons, then another three on the Sci-Fi Channel. But in 1993, Hodson left, and a new host took over. It was the age-old story of creative differences.
It was really like a tragedy for me, the way it worked out. It was like the most public, frustrating thing I could imagine. And so that took a really long time to like grapple with. And then once I started to get more distance from it, I started to kind of feel like... it could happen again.
In the meantime, the show acquired such fans as Frank Zappa, Questlove from The Roots, Al Gore, and Jonah Ray, a stand-up comic who hosts a parody travel show called Hidden America. Ray grew up watching MST3K.
Mystery Science Theater was someone I could watch old sci-fi movies with and make fun of them by myself, you know. Essentially, you have these friends with you while you're by yourself, and I think that's why it connects with people.
The show connected with so many people that when Joel Hodson got the rights back and launched a Kickstarter campaign to produce a new season, it broke the crowdfunding site's record for video projects, raising more than $5.5 million. Superfan Jonah Ray got the call of a lifetime when Hodson asked him to be the new host.
And I was just like, how does that even happen? How does that happen? That's the one thing I always wanted. Like, when I was growing up, that's what I wanted.
Once the cast was assembled and Netflix signed on to distribute, the new MST3K started shooting last fall.
And door, camera, action.
Okay, seriously, what's... you guys are scaring me. Answer me, what are you doing?
The cast includes Baron Vaughn and Hampton Yunt as the new robots, and Patton Oswalt and Felicia Day as the new mad scientists.
You speak to I, Kinga Forrester, commander of the Moon 13 Research Station, third generation supervillain, and the inevitable master of all profit-making media.
Day also grew up watching MST3K, and in addition to starring in Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, she created a popular web series called The Guild. She says MST3K spawned a whole culture of silly online commentary, from dropping pop culture references to riffing on bad movies and bad news and bad politics.
Nowadays, people are used to having that commentary in their day-to-day lives. They're used to commenting on Twitter about like, hey, did you see Batman's new, you know, cod piece that looks like a misshapen face or something, you know?
The internet is a make-fun-of-everything, snarky place, and it can be downright mean. Day says MST3K isn't like that.
I actually think there's a kindness to the sense of humor. Joel, on the conference calls when we talk about the movies before we started writing on them, would always talk with love about the movies, never hate. He would be like, guys, this movie is so awesome. There's this thing, and he's flying through the air, and you're like, oh, wait, this sounds terrible, but Joel loves it.
Hodson makes a few on-screen cameos in the new MST3K, but he mostly stayed behind the camera as a writer and creative director.
Honestly, I would have preferred that from the beginning. It kind of makes me uptight. it's a lot of pressure, and I just feel so relieved to not have to worry about being on camera. I'm like really happy just being like the guy who came up with it and being creative.
Joel Hodgson's absence as the show's host and head movie riffer may make nostalgic fans sad and may even make some people snark online. But take his original advice and repeat to yourself, it's just a show. I should really just relax. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.